From fiscal squabbles at home to a prisoner release in Egypt, Al Jazeera's Peter Grest was released over the weekend after serving more than a year of a 7-year sentence for conspiring with enemies of the Egyptian government. Grest has been deported to his native Australia, but this is far from the end of the story. It appears the Egyptian government has won in its battle with the global media to keep journalists from reporting on the political opposition in a country essentially back to military rule. Join me now is Sue Turton, senior correspondent for Al Jazeera English, who was convicted in absentia in the same case. She's speaking from London. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
So what has the reaction been at Al Jazeera? Obviously one of relief, but there's more work to do.
Yes, exactly that. Great relief. We were hearing for hours and hours before Peter actually called to say he was at the airport departure lounge about to leave Cairo, that he was going to be released. But I don't think we kind of believed it until we heard his voice. But now, as you say, that the fight really is on to get Mohamed Fahmy, who's half Canadian. And it does sound like in the coming hours, his deportation to Canada is imminent. But then once that happens, we've really got another fight on our hands. And this is going to be the toughest of all, because Baha Mohamed, our producer, is Egyptian. He has no other place that he can be deported to. All he can do is hope that the Egyptian judicial system, when we have a retrial, will be fair and honest and transparent, and will recognize that there is no real charge to answer and he is an innocent man.
What has this done to Al Jazeera's ability to operate in Egypt?
Yeah, it's pretty much frozen our movements around Egypt. We can't send in reporters now. All we can do is try and report remotely, which wouldn't be the only channel to be doing that. I think a lot of channels have taken heed to what's happened to us and recognize that you can't really do any proper independent reporting on the streets of Egypt anymore. The press crackdown has not improved since 2013. And indeed, I don't know if you saw, but just a couple of weeks ago, the BBC's Ola Gurin, a really well-respected reporter, was out on the streets covering the Muslim Brotherhood protesters being rounded up by the police. And a plainclothes officer turned to her and said, "If you carry on filming, we will shoot you." Now, that kind of sums up in a nutshell what it's like still trying to report in Egypt for everybody.
And the message is that the Muslim Brotherhood are an illegal terrorist organization, according to the Egyptian government, and therefore journalists even trying to contact the group that was once the elected majority political group in Egypt will be subject to death or imprisonment.
No, exactly that. And if you cast your mind back to 2011 and that euphoria on the streets of Egypt after the revolution, when they were given the chance to vote for their own president, and they voted in Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood representative. He was the guy that they chose. Now, it all obviously went downhill after that. And there was a coup in 2013. Now you talk to Egyptian watchers and they will say the actual human rights situation, anybody trying to speak out in any way against the government, that we're looking at a situation that's worse than it was under President Mubarak, the president that the revolution took place to depose. So it's almost like they've turned the clock right back in Egypt.
Who has leverage here and who might have exerted that leverage to get Peter Grest out?
They're very close to the Saudi Arabians, to the United Arab Emirates. I mean, those particular countries in the Middle East, very much backing the current Egyptian government and president. There was a big falling out with Qatar and those countries early last year. And in that one respect, really did not help matters and help the situation for our guys, who in the end were being used as pawns in a huge geopolitical row. But I think that the people have made friends again. The GCC countries all sitting around the table again, and Qatar's been welcomed back into the fold. And relations between Qatar and Egypt have really improved over the last 6 months. So I think there has been quite a lot of diplomatic maneuverings with all of those countries. And I think a lot of that has played into the situation we have now seen, that at least one of our guys is free.
Sue Turton, senior correspondent for Al Jazeera English. Thank you so much.
Thank you.